Chapter 100. Ron, Celeste, and Connie sat having their morning conference call. Sometimes each was at a desk, and sometimes Ron and Connie had Celeste on speaker while they all had coffee. The regular topics were the TV programs they were all watching, but today Connie said, "Okay, you have all talked me into it. Steve found the cruise you were going on and booked it." Connie laughed. "So, if I'm gonna die, I guess it'll be among friends." Celeste said in a dreamy enthusiasm, "We're going to Venice together." Connie sipped at her coffee. Ron smiled often when he saw that Connie tore the little V in the top of her container. He did the same thing and had showed Celeste how to do it. Even though he hadn't learned the skill in Newark, he asked Connie, "Where did you learn to tear that V into the top of your container?" Connie, with her newly relaxed and immaculately trimmed straight black hair, which framed her face like a portrait, she stared down at the lid. She looked up at Ron, quizzically. "The lids have little perforations on the top. See?" She showed Ron her lipstick lid. Celeste laughed on the other end of the lawn. Ron defended, "They didn't always have them." Celeste could picture the two of them as they spoke, and the image caught her funny bone. "I let Ron show me how to rip open my lid," she started. "I'm sure you did," said Connie. This brought giggling laughter from both women and a proud grin from Ron. Celeste continued her tease. "And now he thinks that he invented it, and they stole his idea with the perforations." Ron had never really expressed that to Celeste, but he had showed her how to tear the pie-shaped hole in the top. It was fair game. "You should have had a patent," continued Connie. Ron directed a feigned exasperation at Celeste. "Tell her you made that up, or she'll tease me about it, the millions that I should have made from the idea forever." Both women laughed again. "So how do I pack for this voyage?" said Connie. Ron checked out of the conversation to look at his calendar. He had a pre-conference to an evaluation in 15 minutes. "I've got someone coming in for a conference," he said. Celeste had one more jibe. "Are you telling your wife and her girlfriend that they have to get off the phone?" Ron was smooth. "No, dear. I am suggesting that my wonderful assistant move your conversation to her desk." Connie almost giggled. "I really do have to get some work done." Tim O'Rourke was a good teacher who hated the bureaucracy involved. He had tried to make it for years as a professional actor. He wrote poetry and was a student of literature. Tim also harbored vile feelings of resentment towards all administration. Directives got his defiant back up and ready for a fight. Tim was a challenge for Ron. The classes Ron had seen were at least good and sometimes very good. Tim shared the belief that Ron had about the only way to teach kids to write was to have them do it over and over. Tim had also been smart enough to realize that students would only write if they were interested. He sat across from Ron, and at first they chatted about what books Tim was teaching. "So, what are you going to do with your class?" said Ron. "I'm going to teach them about Frankenstein," said Tim. Ron feigned a little laugh. "Okay, but how are you going to go about it?" "Same way that you used to go about it, Ron. Remember?" "Okay, Tim," Ron relented. "Let's let it be my surprise. But Tim, you've given me lesson plans once so far this year. I can't keep ignoring it. When we do your evaluation, you know, if I don't have any plans, I have to say that I haven't gotten any plans." Tim was not concerned. "You'll just do what you have to do, Ron." Tim, you're really going to make me give a fine teacher a less than stellar evaluation? What is the point of that? Tim became deadly serious. The point, Ron, is that I know I'm teaching them, and I think that you believe that I'm teaching them. Why isn't that enough? If you'd give me just a summary of what you've covered so far, I could accept that, and we can move on. You'll do what you have to do, Ron. Huh?